Are we okay with the rest of that part on the waiting area? The additions in bold?
So the additions in bold were...
Microphone. Thank you.
The additions in bold. So we have in the second subparagraph, the waiting areas should be comfortable for passengers, have relevant support facilities such as toilets and where possible charging points. And then you have added also the waiting areas should include adequate seating for the benefit of elderly and mobility impaired. So here, it's again this question of terminology, I think.
Yep.
Whether you need here PRM to use and whether elderly is another category, maybe that is something. To check. And here the other sentence, the last sentence was already referring to in the layout of waiting areas should comply with security requirements in accordance with local border authorities. So I think that is fully correct, which is respecting the competences for this issue of security. Yeah, so this is acceptable for number two. For number three, well, I have to do some homework myself on this question, but for the moment this seems to be the best solution. And then the question is any other things in the text there. I wanted to ask, in fact, UIC the question, any clarification on how the railway sector discussed this question on languages under number six, under number five. Because now it seems that, in fact, at least three languages are compulsory. Was this really meant also by UIC in your work with the railway sector? Could I ask this question to UIC?